Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. All the boys are back together. Professor Landini, the whitest Brian, crazy-ass Jeff, Brian Mitchell, Super Bowl winner, and me, J to the P. What up, B? How we doing?
Dog? I'm chilling, man.
You had an awesome golf tournament yesterday for the Intentional Charity out at Woodmont. How'd it all go?
Everything went well, man. Hit the ball very good.
You said you shot a 30 on the back?
Well, nah. When you play the shamble and you play your ball in, you hit best drive, play your ball in, and it's just how you go from that point. So you play it like didn't have a lot of anything but pars and birdies. Say it like that.
Well, I mean – that's a tough track, dude. I played a lot.
And if you get above the hole, you got problems.
Dude, I'm telling you, and that member guessed, I lived above the hole. And weren't a lot of birdies and pars on the cart. it really didn't go great. That's a tough track over there.
Oh, it is.
I'm glad. I'm sure you guys raised a ton of cash.
Yep.
And then landfill, prepare the lasers. Maybe. I think that might be appropriate.
Pew, 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 pew.
I went to Men's Warehouse. Shout out to me.
About damn time.
My man Cody's
because
wedding's
everything
coming
is
up.
Next week.
Yeah.
You needed to get there.
But I told my guy at Men's Warehouse, just like I'm telling people, I'm off the rack, baby. I'm easy. 42 regular, 34, 30. Like, I don't need alterations. I'm about as basic as it gets when it comes to my suit measurements, man. dude was cool. Shout out to Men's Warehouse. It was easy.
Oh, yeah.
You know we have to return that stuff the next day, though?
Oh, no. I told the dude, I said, you won't be seeing me probably Sunday. You might see me Monday.
Yeah. Like, well, are we going to have to pay a late fee or something?
No.
There's no chance. We're going to be in Erie freaking Pennsylvania. I'm not making it back to Rockville on Sunday,
Monday,
dog.
Homie.
Yeah, so we'll figure that out. So Lauren and the girls are at the beach, and yesterday, I had to go help the junior golfers, which was kind of fun. I just drove around. Uh-huh. I got to drive that big-ass cart, like the six-seater
cart. You carry a lot of kids?
Yeah. And then, you know, I was solo, so I went and met my buddy Ed for dinner. You know Mathers.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned something about myself. You know the rule.
Something we probably already told you. You just figured it out?
Well, you know the rule. You only have one martini. One martini's all you have.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, I know that's your rule.
Yeah.
But you have to count the other stuff.
No.
That you have too.
Well, here's what I've learned is Martini Monday might not be the move for me. You start your week on a hell of a pace when you have a martini on a Monday.
Uh-huh.
I think I'm like a Martini Thursday guy. I think that's what I've learned. And then
it doesn't match, Jay.
I'd come in here, and Jeff is like, yo, I'm so happy to see you guys. And then 30 seconds later, y'all are just wrestling.
Well, you know, Jeff always think he's going to run up on somebody, man. Everybody going to be playing that.
Landfill, were you surprised to see the boys wrestling
like
on a Tuesday morning?
Just like I caught him when he was breathing? I'm going to put him to sleep one time, too.
You caught him pretty good in the ribs, dude.
I was not. B-Mitch Bemis just, he's a very truculent guy, and he likes to fight people.
In B's defense,
I was sitting here doing nothing.
He was just sitting here.
This Bama runs in here and say what he's going to do.
Yo, that is facts.
No, that is not facts.
It is facts.
What had happened was I walked in, instead of, you know, giving you the ritual middle finger salute, I gave you a peace sign and said, "What's up, bros? I'm not even going to do that today because I'm happy to see y'all."
Hold on.
I don't think that's what happened.
And then you gave me the salute.
I'm always giving you the salute.
And I said, "See, I was trying to be nice. Now I got coming in and beat you up." And then I beat you up.
I don't think that's the way it worked.
I think you went, ooh.
Yeah, I didn't know you was firing that one.
Yeah, that right to the ribs was... Came in hot.
It tastes good, though. That's all I'm going to say.
Yo, pause, Jeff. So there were a couple sporting events last night. The Thunder played.
Did they?
The Pacers didn't.
There you go. Yeah. Pacers did. Halliburton, what happened to him last night, Jeff?
Halla, no buckets.
I mean, he had no field goals.
I think he was hurt, right?
He wasn't hurt before. He had already missed a lot of shots before that.
Hey, man, everybody have an off game.
I don't know.
Pacers and seven.
I ain't ever seen.
Pacers and seven.
I never seen the great ones have 4 points and they'll hit no buckets in a final.
Yeah, dude, it's funny because.
Now I'm about to go hate and find somebody.
Go find somebody.
The conversation around Halliburton has been that fellow players think he's overrated, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that the story from The Athletic was not. That was players voting. Right? Uh-huh. That was players saying he's the most overrated player. And then he hits big shot after big shot, series after series in these playoffs. And you're like, that dude, how's that dude overrated? And then last night, he drops 0 for 6 from the field, 0 for 4 from 3. I mean, he did have 6 boards. You know what his plus minus was last night?
What?
Minus 13. Mm. You know what Shea's was?
What?
Plus 9. My man Lou Dort was a plus 14 last night.
Dort's a defender, though.
Dude.
He makes people upset.
Of the Thunder's 5 starters, 4 of them were pluses. Dort was plus 14. SGA's plus 9. Jalen Williams plus 14. Chet Holmgren plus 12. All right. I mean, when Jay Will goes for 40, the Pacers are just cooked.
Oh, yeah.
Just
Dude was hitting everything, man. No matter if he was off balance, falling, whatever. He was making everything.
Wiggins, Terp chimed in with 4 threes rather.
Yeah.
It was
early on, bro. It's like he was doing layups when he was shooting those threes, man.
It was outside of what, Jeff?
Michael Jordan had a 0 point game in the 1997 playoffs against the Miami Heat.
Was it in the finals?
That was the first round series where they probably rolled.
We said playoffs.
I specified finals.
Okay. Well, either way, great players have off days too. We're not gonna sit here and act like this man ain't carry his team since the All Star weekend.
He has not carried his team because he hadn't even been the leading scorer on his team.
What?
He hadn't been the leading scorer on his team. Check it out.
It's Pascal Siakam, but the thing is, without Halliburton and his effectiveness as a point guard, they don't score those points.
Overrated.
He opened up a lot. of opportunities for his team
last night.
No, I'm talking about before this. We're not going to sit here and say he's overrated because of one bad game.
I'm going to say it. All I'm going to say is Michael Jordan won 6 championships. How many Halliburton got?
Hey, that's fine, but the question was, the premise was, players have an off game. We can't sit here and call him overrated just because he had one off game.
If I put out he was in the finals at the great, and you went and found a playoff game when he wasn't in the finals. Find me one in the finals.
Well, I think a lot of things can be true here. Jeff, do me a favor, for all of our sanity. Stop looking up Michael Jordan statistics to compare to Halliburton.
No, I didn't look up Michael
Halliburton
Jordan.
Halliburton doesn't belong in that conversation.
I searched lowest NBA point, lowest points in a playoff game by an NBA player, and it just popped up with Michael Jordan. I didn't search him.
That's fine. Let's stop the madness before it gets too far gone with any sort of Halliburton MJ conversation. Let's stop there. Oh. But multiple things can be true.
He had 4 points last night.
Has Halliburton been really good and really, really clutch in some big moments this playoff run.
In moments.
Absolutely. But when you can have a dud like that in big moments, you can see why other players sometimes might call him overrated. Like those all, that entire sentence can be true.
The players that probably called him overrated probably is not even as far as he is in the playoffs.
I doubt that seriously.
I mean, that may or may not be true. There's only one other team playing, but like, you can see why people question sometimes. Like, when I watch
– looked at a game prior. He had, 13, 14? Yeah. He didn't have no points. He had, 3 points and 3 rebounds all the way up to the fourth quarter. He was doing nothing. And his team keep him along. Yeah, he makes big shots. And a lot – just like my man Robert Horry. Robert Horry made a lot of big shots late
big
in
shot
game. I'd be damned if anybody ever thought he was carrying it.
I think Halliburton – I love his game. He's like an old school point guard. He's still he's a modern version of a pass first guard. Like as much as anybody passes anymore, right? But there's some duds in there. And when you watch, I mean, really in this series, the fact that it's SGA on the other side, there is not, I don't want to overstate this because obviously he misses shots, but there is not many shots with SGA where I'm like, no chance. Halliburton throws some stuff up where it's like you could tell pure shooters. Yes, Landfill. Professor.
I have a stat correction.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan against Miami in the 97 playoffs. Here are his point totals. 37, 23, 34, 29, 28.
So what the hell is Jeff talking about?
It was AI.
And you argued about that. You were serious
Are you
about
blaming
that.
This on artificial intelligence? No. Or are you saying Allen Iverson had?
No, we literally just... Before Landfill wanted to go, and I was going to correct myself, but Landfill wanted to be a jack. But
you know, I didn't believe you. That's why I was quite appropriate. I didn't believe you, so I was Googling it right here to prove you're wrong.
It's right here, and it says according
Jordan
to
Jordan was the
news.
Lead scorer in every game, except for one where he was joint lead scorer with Scottie Pippen.
Hey, I'm sorry. I take it. Apology accepted.
Jeff, that's just a left hand up, I messed up situation.
Yeah, but I was going to do that, but Landfill had to drag me. It's okay.
You deserve it's dragging okay. in okay. that situation.
But
that's deserved
I was
dragging.
Admitting to it. I didn't have to get dragged. It's okay.
Jeff's not allowed to answer this question, okay? Does anybody think this series is still in play?
I think it is because I watched the referees last night, how they do sometimes and what they do on both sides. I'm like,
we'll see if Scott Foster's coming to where they're going next.
Sometimes I am totally wondering what they're looking at. And it's not just against the Pacers or the Thunder. It's against everybody. In this series, I'm looking last night, I'm like, this referee got to be damn blind. Like when they tried to say the ball was off of, Chet Holmgren's hand. Like, he never touched it. And then the other one, when they were like, oh, Siakam, he was out of bounds. Yes, he was out of bounds because he got shoved out of bounds. It should have been a foul call. They didn't see that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I don't know that the Thunder win it in Indy in Game 6, but the Thunder are going to win this series.
Yeah, they're not losing the Game 7 in Oklahoma.
That Oklahoma crowd is loud. It seems like a really good home
court
advantage.
That is the most college pro crowd I've ever seen in my life.
Totally. They're all wearing the different T-shirts and stuff. good for them. Certainly, SGA is that dude. Jay Will going for 40 is just an absolute
killer.
Jay Will's
a bad man, dog.
I like Holmgren's game, too. But
you know what?
That dude is skinny as a rail.
Chet needs to gain some weight.
Yo.
Like, last night, the whole complaint was every time he sets a pick, Shea gets no separation. Well, when the other guy comes in,
Hartenstein,
he gets separation like hell. If anybody else does it. And then you watch him. Every time he has a battle with anyone for the ball, Chet's not coming up with the ball.
Mm-mm.
And if they really decide to bump with him, he ends up on the floor every damn time. He needs to put about 25 on him.
You wonder if Chet Holmgren played in, like, the late 90s against, like, Charles Oakley.
He would die.
Charles Barkley.
He would die.
I mean, I think he might get, like...
They would have a couple of officers coming on court to handcuff him for murder. Because he is too damn skinny.
Meanwhile, Hartenstein's built like Drago. Like, mm-hmm. Just all muscle. That one's over. Who knows when the next game is? When's the next game? Next Saturday? I have no idea. Whenever
they
play.
The next game is in a couple days, dude.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So they're actually, all right. We'll watch that one.
Yeah.
There was another ball game last night, B. And I know you well enough that you probably weren't listening yesterday when my man Toby Altarheiser went ballistic.
Did he tell you how you, did they bring up how you spelled the dude's name?
On my phone, in my phone.
I'm serious. You sent it to me. I was like, "Who the hell is this?"
I'll send it to. So the...
I said, "Toby, how you spell your name?" He's like, "Altizer." I'm like, "Look what JP spelled." Can you let the people know how you spell? I couldn't remember exactly.
So, in my defense,
AL.
When I first met Toby, was when he was working in Milwaukee, and he used to book me for their shows, and I just tried to save his number real quick, and I didn't really know his name. So that's how I saved it.
Well, how you spelled it?
I just put it in the group thread. I'll let Landfill read it.
Alberhauser.
Altizer does not sound like Alberhauser.
Alberhauser.
I was like, who the hell is this? So I called Toby. I told me, how you spell your name, bro? Because he said A-L-T. I'm like, yeah. I said, I'm going to see how JP spelled it.
I spelled it Alberhauser. Toby Alberhauser.
That killed me there, dog.
Well, B, I'm not changing it now. He's Alberhauser to me. There's big trouble in Natstown, Brian. We had this lady calling yesterday, Anna. Shout out to Anna. I believe she was from Falls Church. Does that sound right? Maybe it was Fairfax. Forgive me. Anna was pissed.
At you?
No.
At the Nats.
She likes the program. She's a big fan.
Okay.
She's very mad at the Nats. Okay. I tell you what, Anna, if you're out there, 10:45, we're going to make Anna bat phone. We need you to call in. So the Nats have now lost 9 in a row.
Okay.
Including being...
That was a 7 in a row earlier.
Yeah, but they rebounded from that. But this was supposed to be their get fat stretch. This was supposed to be, you know, really, really easy, chill set portion of the schedule here. Because they had 3 at home against the Marlins, who are terrible. And then 4 at home against the Rockies. Well, the Marlins came to town and swept them. And there was all sorts.
And we thought they were going to get a win against the Rockies. Thought that.
Surely they're going to rally the troops to beat the Rockies. And that did not happen last night. They lost 6-4 to the Rockies. Do you know how many wins the Rockies had before last night, B? Do you know what their record was? They were 14-57 coming to town last night.
Okay, now they are.
That's.
Now they won 3.
What is that? Is that 40 under 500?
They're 17-57 now.
No, they only won one.
Only won one last game?
Night. Yeah. I mean, it was the first game of a four-game series. The pressure from the phone lines, when we did the phones yesterday, B, on Davey, is significant. Significant. And I honestly wonder if they can outrun this storm. I'm a big believer in, if you're going to make a major change like that, is it going to make you better? Like, is promoting your bench coach to the top seat, does that make the team better?
Mm-hmm.
And people love screaming, fire the coach, fire the coach, fire the coach. I don't know that firing the coach will do anything with the Nats roster.
Yeah.
But at the same time, at least according to Anna and others, like, there's a significant question if Davey has lost the clubhouse. And if that happens, then you do have to make a change. And I think dropping the first of four to Colorado, who came in on a historically bad pace, is a real rough way to start a series.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's be real now. When they were going on their little stretch, we were praising the same team. When they had their little 9 of 11 and something like that, and we talked about the young talent. Now the coach has lost the team. Sometimes we got to blame these players for not living up to their hype too, right?
I mean, that's what Davey said, and that's what got everybody in an uproar, is that he said, you know, it's not the coaching, it's on the players. And
because, you know, I believe in players when it comes to certain things, but you know what? Eventually, players have to play. You know, you're a professional athlete. You're not someone teaching you something. And I think they got to live up to their hype. They got to be into it. Hell, we could go through stories. We already heard a lot of young dudes like to do everything else but be ready for baseball on that squad. So, and I'm not trying to take up for Davey, but I'm saying they can't just slide on away.
Sure. And then I think you look at roster construction. I think you look at what they're allowed to spend.
That's a problem. I mean, they could be put in the pickle.
But, dog, you got to be Colorado. They were 14-57.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.